SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesian.
Pendengar, Menteri Pertahanan Richard Miles telah menjadi mitra asing pertama yang dijamu oleh Menteri Pertahanan Amerika Serikat yang baru di bawah pemerintahan Trump. Pete Hegseth mengatakan, pemerintahan Trump akan menghormati kesepakatan kapal selam AUKUS dan ia menyambut baik pembayaran pertama Australia sebesar $798 juta. Berikut ini laporan dari Biwa Kwan untuk SBS News mengenai hal tersebut. 2 minggu setelah dilantik sebagai Menteri Pertahanan Amerika Serikat, Pete Hegseth mengadakan pertemuan pertamanya dengan mitra asingnya Menteri Pertahanan Australia, Richard Miles. Ia mengatakan Presiden Trump mendukung inisiatif tersebut yang diupayakan Australia pada September 2021 di bawah pemerintahan Joe Biden sebelumnya.
The President is very aware, supportive of AUKUS, recognizes the importance of the defense industrial base, the investment Australia is willing to make. It enhances our ability in the subterranean space, but also our allies and partners. This is not a mission in the Indo-Pacific that America can undertake by itself. It has to be robust allies and partners. Technology sharing and subs are a huge part of it. So he's aware and appreciative for his support and leadership on that topic.
Menteri Miles menginformasikan pembayaran pertama itu merupakan bagian dari kesepakatan Amerika Serikat untuk menyediakan kapal selam bertenaga nuklir bagi Australia selama dekade berikutnya.
But we're really pleased that the first payment in respect of that, $500 million, we've been able to make in the first couple of weeks of the Trump administration.
The check did clear.
It did clear, but I want to know. But we're really pleased to make it in the first week of your tenure. I couldn't be more excited about the meeting that we're having today. I'm really thank you for having us.
You and your staff for all being here.
Dikatakan bahwa ini adalah kemitraan paling strategis dalam beberapa dekade, dengan menambahkan bahwa tujuannya adalah untuk mempromosikan daerah Indo-Pasifik yang bebas dan terbuka, aman dan stabil, di mana terdapat titik-titik panas meliputi sengketa Semenanjung Korea, Laut Cina Selatan dan Taiwan. Perjanjian AUKUS akan memungkinkan Inggris dan Amerika Serikat untuk mentransfer material peralatan khusus kapal selam bertenaga nuklir Australia di masa depan. Kesepakatan itu menandai pertama kalinya Amerika Serikat berbagi teknologi kapal selamnya dalam 50 tahun. 3 kapal selam bertenaga nuklir kelas Virginia dari Amerika Serikat direncanakan akan siap pada awal tahun 2030-an. Hegseth mengatakan Amerika Serikat bermaksud untuk mengirimkan kapal selam itu tepat waktu.
Well, we sure hope so. Part of what President Trump is committed to doing is cutting red tape, investing in the defense industrial base, ensuring that we stand by our allies and partners. I think that's something that was missing in the last 4 years that President Trump demonstrated. You're going to have no worse enemy and no better ally. And that's what he's charged me with at the Defense Department, is when we make these strategic partnerships and we invest in them and there's skin in the game, we're going to do everything possible we can to help deliver on that.
Menteri Miles mengatakan ia bertekad untuk mengusung proyek itu sampai selesai.
There have been challenges there in the past, but it is, of course, why, you know, we see that part of getting this done is for Australia to make the contribution that we are to the American industrial base, which is measured in billions of dollars. You know, we are encouraged by the progress. There's a way to go, but this is something that, you know, jointly we're going to get done. It needs to be done from the perspective of both of our countries. It needs to be done in terms of the deterrence that represents in the Indo-Pacific and around the world.
Diperkirakan mulai tahun 2027, Australia akan menampung hingga 5 kapal selam bertenaga nuklir dari Amerika Serikat dan Inggris di Pangkalan Angkatan Laut HMAS Stirling di Australia Barat. Para pengkritik kesepakatan itu mengatakan bahwa mereka khawatir tentang perolehan komponen pertendakan nuklir dari kapal selam tersebut, peningkatan aktivitas militer, dan masalah penanganan limbah radioaktif. Pihak lain mempertanyakan biaya dan jadwalnya. Menurut perkiraan pemerintah federal, biaya pembelian dan operasi kapal selam baru selama 30 tahun ke depan akan mencapai antara 268 hingga 368 miliar dolar. Demikian sebuah laporan tentang perjanjian AUKUS yang disusun oleh Biwa Kwan untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Riki Kusumo untuk SBS Indonesian.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.